Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Henry Kissinger, the controversial Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse who served under two presidents, has died at 100. His death confirmed by Kissinger Associates. He had plenty of critics.
Human rights took a back seat to Kissinger's power politics approach to policy.
CBS News' Pamela Falk says some people considered Kissinger a war criminal because, among other things, he helped topple foreign leaders, such as Chile's Salvador Allende, and approved the secret bombing of Cambodia. As for the diplomat's legacy,
in the end, you love him or hate him, or recognize that he had free rein and abused that, as well as improved foreign policy tremendously with regard to China and Russia.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Former President George W. Bush says America has lost one of the most dependable and distinctive voices on foreign affairs. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is laid to rest following a funeral at the Carter's Family Church in Plains, Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman reports from Plains.
Really a sweet and touching day here. Many moments, many family stories that were shared. What you always kept sight of here was that even though she was in many ways a global figure, to these folks, she was a wife, she was a mom, she was a grandmother, she was a great-grandmother, she was a friend. And that came through very, very clearly.
International mediators are trying to strike a deal to extend a truce between Israel and Hamas, allowing for more hostage exchanges. Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners today, and Hamas released 16 hostages, including one American. CBS's Holly Williams has spoken with Ghazi Hamad, a senior figure in Hamas.
He said that Hamas is willing to release all the hostages they are holding. That includes all male hostages and Israeli soldiers in return for all Palestinian prisoners currently being held in Israeli prisons.
Hamas has told its fighters in a statement to be ready for renewed battles if the truce with Israel is not extended. A ransomware attack has prompted Ardent Health Services to send some patients to other hospitals. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
We're talking about 30 hospitals, 25 emergency rooms, and roughly 200 medical sites in six states across the country. Now, multiple hospitals have also had to divert ambulances through today for more serious patients like stroke victims.
The family that runs the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company says it has entered agreements to buy the majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks from team owner Mark Cuban. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Dell's the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131-124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. guys haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They are a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly clear skies in the overnight as lows drop into the mid-20s. We'll have light south winds. As we go into your Thursday, expecting sunny to mostly sunny skies. In the late afternoon, we'll top out in the upper 30s or winds turning to the north and northwest. Currently 26 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Donald Trump just came out, said that if he is elected president, God forbid, he will get rid of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Sadly, polls show that if you ask people, are they in favor of Obamacare? It's 59%. Yes, they are. 41% no, but if you ask them, are they in favor of the Affordable Care Act, it's a few points higher than that. The point is around 60% of the people in this country support Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Let me give you some statistics. I think we forget about these things. We got to talk about this. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is depended on by 40 million people, 40. Most of them could not afford health insurance if it weren't for Obamacare. That means women wouldn't be able to go in for mammograms. Men couldn't go in for checkups. Women couldn't go in for checkups. They'd exist without health care. It's one of the most significant pieces of legislation in a generation. And there's another statistic, another fact that people often overlook. Believe it or not, there are 135 million people in this country right now who have pre-existing conditions. To me, that's amazing. There are only 350 million people in the whole country, and 135 million of them have pre-existing conditions. One of the other things that Obamacare did was to prevent insurance companies, outlaw the practice of denying insurance for pre-existing conditions. So if Obamacare is repealed, 40 million people get thrown off it, but also there are a lot of people with pre-existing conditions who are simply not going to be insured. Now, the Republican Party, since 2010, when it passed, has tried to repeal it or revoke it in some way 50 times. They keep going back, and even in the years where they had the clear majority in the Senate and the House and the presidency, they couldn't do it. I remember that terrific time when John McCain was voting and the Republican Party platform, well, they don't have a platform. They deliberately don't have a platform so they can't be attacked. But the chorus, the unanimous chorus of all Republican candidates is get rid of Obamacare, came down to John McCain's vote. John McCain's vote in the Senate, and he said thumbs down, and he voted against repealing Obamacare. It was a magnificent, magnificent act of courage on his part. So you might think, well, who is for repealing Obamacare? Just Trump? The answer is no, not just Trump. Let's look at this state. Ron Johnson supports repealing Obamacare, and he voted against Obamacare, and he voted for repealing it in the past. The two people who were in Congress at the time of the last go-around to repeal it, who are Republicans, are Mike Gallagher and Glenn Grossman. They both voted to repeal it. Eric Hovde, who may run for the U.S. Senate, Republican businessman who lives in California, has campaigned on getting rid of it, says it's government interference. We shouldn't have the government involved in health care. Well, what about Medicare, guy? What about Medicare, Jack? Another Republican, Derek Van Orden, in the 3rd District, who wasn't around to vote against it the last repeal, but he has campaigned against it even right now. So you have at least Derek Van Orden, Hovde, Ron Johnson, Grothman, Gallagher. Nobody's really talking about who. I guess Style, at least Style. They're all against it, Tiffany. They're all against it. They're all against it. Now, if you, we're going to go to the lines. Cindy of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cindy. What's in your mind today? Cindy of Appleton, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Cindy?
Yes, I'm just saying that if people are hopefully listening and those are not listening, better be very careful about voting for Trump, because he's going to start with the ACA, then he's going to work on Medicare, and then he's going to work on Social Security and then all of the other social programs, because we are all more malleable when we are standing in a bread line begging for food.
That's a wonderful, wonderful call. I agree with you 100%. And let me tell you something else. Let me build on what Cindy just said. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is just the camel's nose getting under the tent. The minute Trump got in, at some point, you have got to believe it when somebody says he's going to do something. You can't keep saying, well, maybe he won't. If he says he's going to do something, you got to take his word for it. Sort of like in poker, most of the time when people bet, they're not bluffing. Most of the time, people do have good hands. Yes, they bluff sometimes. Yes, Trump bluffs sometimes. But he comes right out and says what he's going to do, and you have got to take that into account. You've got to take that into account. He tried to bust the Affordable Care Act in the past, and his attempt failed by one vote. And he said that was a shame, it was a betrayal of the Republican Party. How much evidence do you want that this is what the guy's going to do? And Cindy brings up a good point. Let's talk Medicare. Let's talk Social Security. The overwhelming issue for the Republican Party is whittling down and ultimately eliminating both of those programs. Now, you may say, Matt, come on, they are not going to be able to do it. They're not going to just flat out go and repeal it. People wouldn't put up with it. I agree with that. But you see, they do it in stages. They do it in stages. Here are the stages. A number of Republican candidates, and Trump has signed on to this too, has said, well, with Medicare, I'll tell you what. Instead of just paying bills, albeit at a very discounted rate, we will give everybody, they use the term $10,000, a $10,000 account. You know, they can't draw on it and take the cash, but they go out and find their own services, and then they come up, they use the $10,000 to buy it. Well, what kind of insurance do you think you're going to get for 10 grand? You go to any healthcare insurer, you offer 10 grand to insure you if you're in a car accident and need major surgery. You have cancer. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The genius of Medicare has been that the government, when you're over 65, will pay the bill, but they pay at a hugely discounted rate, sometimes only 20%, 30%. And the provider, the doctor, the hospital, don't necessarily come right back at you for the remainder. In fact, they really can't. And if you're smart, you'll get a supplemental insurance policy. It works just fine. It works just fine. But the Republicans want to tamper with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, the same thing with the healthcare situation. You see some of these interviews, Matt, that just crack me up with people. And Trump. I'm going to appeal and get rid of Obamacare. They like, and then they'll ask the very same person in a question. You'll see these interviews. What about the Affordable Care? Oh, I like the Affordable Care Act. They're so dumb, they don't even know it's the same thing. And can you imagine the effect that it would have on the economy to put that many people out there without insurance again?
Yeah, 40 million people. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and that, a good call, Dick. And not only that, building on what you just said and what Cindy said before you, his tentacles will extend to Medicare and his tentacles will extend to Social Security. And let me tell you, the sort of the holy grail, the triumvirate for Republicans right now, get rid of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, let people on their own try to go and find insurance. You know, they're not going to find insurance. They're not going to be able to pay for insurance. That's why they sign up for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Number two is Medicare. We've talked about that. They are proposing that people get a hypothetical $10,000 account and then go out in the free market and try to, and there'll be plenty of insurance companies. Okay, I'll take your 10 grand, but unless you have a lawyer in the family to keep their nose to the grindstone, they're not going to cover hardly anything. They certainly are going to wiggle out of any kind of cancer, any kind of major surgeries. There'll be deductibles, very big deductibles, which you won't be able to pay, $5,000 deductibles, $10,000 deductibles, and then you won't be able to pay them. Why are we tampering with this? But the thing that really frosts me, and it's not medical care, it's Social Security, and Cindy raised that as well. Here is their plan for Social Security. Here is their plan for Social Security. Why don't you, they'll set up these investment accounts. What they're going to do is privatize Social Security and voucherize Medicare. But privatize Social Security, everybody will be able, quote unquote, to put their money into some kind of investment account like an IRA and then go find somebody who won't cheat them. And as Katie barred the door, all of Wall Street are wolves. They will come down on you. They'll charge large fees. Why are we doing this? People already paid into Social Security. Why are they? And then they'll say, well, we'll grandfather in people who are, you know, over 60 or something. Hey, this has worked since the Depression. This has worked. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I see you on the lines. They're loading up. Do not hang up. Coming up, we are going to talk about the sad case of a 10-month-old, 4-year-old hostage and their mom all killed. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right afterwards.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's...
93.5 The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show. You know, I'm glad you're bringing this up again because, you know, when I see the Koch regime, and there's a lot of people involved with that, and I see the Americans for the Prosperous, people watch out for their ads, they're going to BS you, they are nothing but a bunch of scammers. In my opinion, watching them, what they did in the state of Wisconsin and everywhere else, they get their dirty hands in. And the thing of it is the Republicans, I'm sorry to say it, but it's a fact, they don't care about the people. They don't care if people have health care. Heck with it. They don't care if there's programs to help people when they hit bad times. And it's so ridiculous because people were begging for a health care which they could trust, that they wouldn't get kicked off when they stubbed their toe or they found out years ago they hit their foot or something like that and kicked them off the insurance, said, oh, this, you already had a pre-existing condition. There were so many stories, and I hope people bring them back out again to remind people that this was done to protect the people and their health care from those who would kick them off insurance policies, refuse to cover what they paid for, and it goes on and on. So this can never happen.
Right.
It really can't. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Thank you, Gene. Excellent call. The lines are loading up. Stay on the line. I'll get you in order. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Your next what's in your mind, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Professor. I'm hoping that when all of our people run for office, Congress people, senators, House members, the president, the DNC, puts in their commercials what Biden has given us and then show with their own words, show them what the Republicans are going to take from us because they want us sick, stupid, and poor. And women need to show up because women have to remember being a woman without Obamacare, you've already got a pre-existing condition because you're a woman. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Listen, I think you should narrate the ad, Andrew. That was brilliant. Thank you. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're next, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I just wanted to make a comment in response to what you had said about the Social Security and that the wolves are slobbering, if you will, over this thought of privatized accounts that each person could have for their Social Security. I would say at the head that everybody has the option to invest their own money outside of Social Security. You have every option to just, if you've got an extra $10,000, throw it in there and see how it goes. But for Social Security, it's been working since the Depression. To muck with it is a bad idea. If anything you're going to do with it, just raise the cap, which I think ends at $147,000 now. There's no reason why, if you're making more than that, you don't pay on your Social Security. You should pay. But I did want to say one thing. I have been following this whole issue of trying to get rid of Social Security since the late 80s. And there was a quote that a guy had who's in the financial world that he had about the idea of privatizing Social Security back in the 80s. And the quote was, I can't wait to get my hands on all that big, dumb money. Again, I can't wait to get my hands on all that big, dumb money. They're just waiting to get their mitts on our retirement money and charge up the yin-yang. You know, you're never going to have what we have now, which is an account that you can count on. You know from the very get-go, if you put this much in, this is what you are going to get out. That goes away. That absolutely goes away if they privatize Social Security. It's going to be on you, and good luck trying to outguess the wolves of Wall Street. Good luck. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that was very well put, Joe. That's it in a nutshell. They want to privatize Social Security. They want to voucherize Medicare. they voucherize Medicare, you're not going to be able to get the kind of coverage you have now. If they privatize Social Security, a lot of people are not sophisticated about investing. They'll invest in Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. They'll invest in Japanese small caps. You know, they'll the minute the market goes down, they'll sell, which is the worst time. And the minute the market goes up, they'll buy, and they'll buy at high prices. They do. The average person is not a stockbroker. Everybody's a wonderful person. You have your own expertise in a lot of things. You know, the worst investors are doctors. They're the most frequently fleeced because they very arrogant. A lot of them, they think they know everything and they can see through it. Brokers love to get their hands on a doctor. They really do. And what Joe said is exactly right. With your Social Security check, depending on how much you put in, it could be $1,800 a month, it could be $1,300 a month, it could be $3,000 a month, it could be $3,500 a month, $2,500 a month. That's there. That's solid. With that income, if you had to, you can at least rent an apartment somewhere with heat. Okay? That's pretty darn basic. And you can buy food. And yeah, you can, if you have other money, you go put it in a 401k or put it in a mutual fund or go out and buy stocks. Good luck to you. But you have to have that base of support, and the Republican Party have their sights on privatizing it. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Interesting. It was the guys you mentioned, you give the Congress people that we have now, and the ones are, and the hopeful, I mean, the one hopeful, he's richer than Crozier, so he doesn't have to worry about any of these costs. So, but the Congress people and the senators, they are all getting government-paid health care right now. I mean, Tom Tiffany, he was a state legislator, and he was getting government-paid health care when he was a legislator. I mean, anybody else who, you know, Scott Fitzgerald, who moved from the legislature here in Wisconsin to the national level, he was getting paid here by the as a benefit of being a employee of the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, these guys, their bread is already buttered, and it's got, and they've got gobs of clotted cream and honey to pour over that bread, and they don't give a rat's patoot about any of the rest of us because they've got it made already. I mean, you know, that's the other point, is that the Affordable Care Act is working well. It could be better. I mean it is working well, and the reason they want to get rid, and it is just greed, pure and simple, is why they want to get rid of it. They have bought onto this thing that they're allied with Crozius, and they forgot the lesson of King Midas, is all the wealth in the world doesn't buy you true happiness. But the sophistry that they engage in is should not shock any of us.
Right. Yeah, Mark, that's an excellent call. Some of the comments, too, before about the broker who said that he wanted all that big, fat, dumb money and the idea that, you know, keep you poor and unhealthy and all that. Why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That is one of the age-old maxims that everybody repeats to their kids when they're young. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Franklin Roosevelt set up Social Security 1935. Lyndon Johnson set up Medicare in about 1965. Well, why are we fixing it? Why are we fixing it? Franklin Roosevelt has, you can get this on YouTube. He has a speech. He said, my opponent, I think it was Wendell Willkie or one of them, says he's going to improve Social Security. Sure he is. Sure he is. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt is terrific. These people are out, frankly, just to grab what they see as free money and disadvantage everybody else. Okay, coming up, a lot of weather and news. And believe it or not, Donald Trump wants to use classified documents to cross-examine witnesses. What's that all about? She's a 20th century boss.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died.
I don't stand on protocol. If you'll just call me Excellency, we'll be getting...
Kissinger died at his home in Connecticut. He was 100 years old. A private funeral in Plains, Georgia for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, followed by a burial. CBS's Mark Strassman was in Plains.
It wasn't a period of grieving so much as it was a celebration of all that she accomplished and all that she meant to the people inside that room and beyond that room who may have been watching.
Mrs. Carter died last week. She was 96. The U.S. and other countries are taking part in negotiations to extend the truce between Israel and Hamas that's resulted in the release of dozens of hostages and Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
We just saw the motorcade of Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrive here in Tel Aviv as part of those efforts, as part of those negotiations. We know that the director of the CIA, the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs are all in the region.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly clear skies in the overnight as lows drop into the mid-20s. We'll have light south winds. As we go into your Thursday, expecting sunny to mostly sunny skies. In the late afternoon, we'll top out in the upper 30s, or winds turning to the north and northwest. Currently 26 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, 93.5 is what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there are discussions going on in the Middle East on extending the pause in the fighting by Israel against Hamas, who had launched a genocidal, sadistic attack on Israel on October 7. And the talks that are going on are extending it for two more days in return for more release of hostages. William Burns, the head of the CIA, our CIA, was in there in Qatar, meeting with the Israeli, the Egyptian, and the Qatari officials that are the intelligence officials like him to try to negotiate this. But there's a very sad event that occurred. The whole event is shocking beyond belief, but you may recall there was a family, I think it was the Bibas family, that was kidnapped. A husband, a wife, their 10-month-old, and their 4-year-old. And Hamas announced today, in my view, lying, that the mother, the 10-month-old, and the 4-year-old were, quote, killed in Israeli bombing, end quote. These hostages are kept in the tunnels. They were not killed in the bombing. They previously said that two women and a 19-year-old Israeli girl, very attractive girl, were killed in the bombing, but then the IDF found video of them hustling the girl down to a tunnel. They've repeatedly raped these people and murdered them. What we're doing is we're dealing with the sadists, and they are selectively killing people and then shedding crocodile tears, then releasing some and playing on heartstrings. This is an outfit, Hamas, like ISIS, like Al-Qaeda. They can't be permitted to survive. They can't be permitted to continue. Before we go on, we're going to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks a lot, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Social Security is a kind of a welfare program, and that's why the Republicans are so set against it. You get your payments based on your income in a decreasing level. It's like 100% for the first segment and 40% for the second segment and 10% for the third. So it drops off for the rich rather rapidly and gives a base payment to poor better. But also it supplies, like Paul Ryan, when I guess his dad died or something, and then he was raised on Social Security because it provides there too. So it's much more than just putting the money in the market and investing it, which would only, you know, get the rich richer and, of course, the poor poorer. You know, it's a social program is why the Republicans really want to get rid of Social Security, because it's so conscientious and on the social level.
Yeah, that's a very good call, Paul, Bob. I will take issue with one thing you said. I don't view it as a welfare program. It's not a welfare program when you pay into it. And the average person, most people pay into it. They pay into it. They are entitled to get what they paid in back. Now, here's one of the anomalies. You point out that there's disparate return depending on how much you paid in. Much more importantly, when it was launched in 1935, there was the first person to receive a check was like a few years later, and she'd probably paid in $80 and she got something. So she got a lot more than she paid in. And for that first generation of people, after it was launched in 1935, they got back more than they put in many cases. And some of them, I was talking to an economist today, and he said that they got back not only more than they put into Social Security, but also in effect, everything they ever paid on average now, I'm not talking about rich people, in taxes. Okay, so what? So what? Then my generation, the boomers, came along and we supported that. That's fine. The boomers were 1946 to 1964, who were born in that time period. And then where do we go from there? Right now, we are still paying Social Security. There are discussions about increasing the amount on which you assess it. You know, in Medicare, there's no limit. Your tax, you pay your Medicare assessment throughout your income. Social Security, it stops south of 150 grand. I think it's 148 or 9 grand. Okay, well, one possibility is extend that. The other possibility is do kind of a donut hole and say, okay, you pay for the first 148 or 9 grand of your income. Then for the next 100 or 200, you don't pay any more. But then when you make, say, over 500 grand a year, you start paying some more. These are all ideas that are being discussed. It's very, very possible to keep Social Security solvent, and Medicare for that matter. But the Republican suggestion, and by the way, Bob, you made an excellent point. There is Social Security disability, and Social Security for widows or widowers who are raising kids and the kids and all that. This is absolutely part of an insurance policy. Nobody wants to lose their spouse. Nobody wants to see kids have to be supported by something other than a job-producing income. I should say income-producing job. But it happens. It's happened in some of my relatives. And that is why we pay in. It's an insurance policy. But also, unlike most others, it also entails you're paying in money with the expectation that you will get a check monthly back after you're 62, if you take it early, 65, maybe 67 or 8, 70 is the latest. After that, you should take it. I took it at 70. It increases the amount. Did you know that even if you have the right to take it at 62, for every year that you delay, you get 8% more. If there's any way you can, don't take it at 62 or unless there's the circumstance where you need it. The longer you delay, you're picking up 8% for your check going forward. Yeah, Bob, thanks a lot. Good call. This news item really frosted me. I got to share this with you. Trump has put in a motion in the Jack Smith case with Tonya Chutkan in Washington, saying he demands to be given classified documents and use them in cross-examining witnesses at his trial. And that's not going to be granted. But let me tell you the sneaky, sneaky, sneaky reason he's doing it. First of all, he's doing it so that he can expose these documents and hurt U.S. security as a threat, hoping that therefore the state, the government, the DOJ will dismiss the claims. But secondly, and this is even weirder, do you know what he said he needed it for? Do you know what he said was the reason why he wanted to do this? He said because he believes, Trump is saying this with a straight face, that Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah interfered in the 2020 election to elect Biden and stop Trump. You know, there's something about the big lie. That was the invention of the Nazis in the 1930s, you know, Himmler and Goebbels. And, you know, they would say, if you tell a little lie, yeah, people will scoff. If you tell a really big lie, a big lie, and keep repeating it, people will believe it. Trump was the one who benefited from the Russians interfering in 2016, and Hillary Clinton almost beat him in the Electoral College, and she beat him by 3 million votes in the popular vote. And frankly, if Comey hadn't come out and said she was under investigation, when in fact he had Trump under investigation for collusion with Russia, she would have won. She only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. She only lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. So what Trump is, the big lie, the kind of 1930s version of the big lie is this. Yes, there's interference, but it wasn't the 2016 election. And it wasn't Russia in the 2016 election. It was the 2020 election. and it was Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, which is the Shiite terrorist group in Lebanon that continuously attacks Israel and is in cahoots with Iran. Now, you might think, all right, you're listening to this show. You're my callers, my listeners. I really value you more than you know. You make the show. You're my really co-host. So you may think, come on, who's going to fall for that? I'll tell you what. Some people will fall for it. You're not going to fall for it. I'm not going to fall for it. Republican businessmen aren't going to fall for it. But if they think enough people will to get Trump elected so they can get their taxes cut again, they'll keep silent about it. They'll laugh back at the club over a drink. But that is what he wants. Now, here is the law on use of classified documents. Let's say it's really the various levels of classification, obviously secret, top secret, but there's also eyes only. There are some documents that maybe five people in the government get to see. He was president. He gets to see everything. Let's see. It's something about our nuclear submarines, which, by the way, he blabbed already to an Australian billionaire who told 40 more people, and now the Chinese and the Russians know it. But let's say it's undercover agents in what countries? And by the way, he's blabbed that because the minute he left the presidency in January of 2021, for the year after that, we had a spike in our undercover agents being captured, outed, and killed. The CIA had to send a bureau memo to every CIA station in the world saying, be more circumspect, be more careful about keeping information secret. The sad thing is that he couldn't say and didn't say is, Trump was the reason this happened. But if you have a normal case where there is a highly classified document and the defense wants to see it, there is a provision. There is a provision that they get a synopsis of it. They don't get the document itself. There's also a requirement that if they want to see something other than the most top secret documents, that it be done in a secure viewing room where they have to come in without a cell phone, without audio equipment, without video equipment. They have to have a security clearance, including their lawyers. Sometimes it's limited to the lawyer, not to the defendant if he's a real traitor, like now. And then they leave and they can't take notes. What Trump wants is the documents themselves in a public courtroom. Remember, the courts of the United States, this is true in Wisconsin, it's true nationally, are open to the public. Obviously, you can't fit everybody who wants to get into every case, you know, a very, very high profile case like this. But maybe you have the media come in, then you have a lottery on who can come in. Trump wants to spread it on the record to injure the United States, to blackmail the United States into dropping the charge, and more importantly, and most ludicrously, to do it because he has to say why he wants to do it, because he wants to prove that Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia, like Biden, and they interfered to put him in. Now, come on. Trump is the guy that is servile to Putin. Putin is the guy that has criticized the prosecutions of Trump, saying he's a good man. Trump has endorsed Putin. Trump has said he would take us out of NATO. Joe Biden is the guy that said that, on the record, Putin is a murderer. Biden is the guy that provided arms to Zelensky and to Ukraine, long-range missiles, to kill Russian soldiers. Biden sides with Russia against Ukraine. That is the absurd statement reason why he wants it. What? Because it's really Biden Russia likes. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, coming up, very, very sad, Harvard University and at a high school in New York City, Jewish teachers are under attack. I know it, baby. You know it too.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. These are two horrendous developments in education. One higher education, one high school. I'll give them to you separately. At Harvard University, premier university, very difficult to get into, a group of pro-Hamas students have given Harvard an ultimatum that they have to agree to by Monday or else. The else hasn't been described what it's going to be. And here's what the ultimatum is. First of all, stop investing in Israel if the investment is going into the West Bank. Number two, reinstate a proctor who was suspended, who joined a mob that surrounded and harassed and taunted a Jewish student. And number three, promise not to discipline anybody who protests on the issue of Gaza and the Palestinians if there is not actual violence involved. Now, let me tell you something. This is a group, if they're students, a lot of them are here on visas, they're all on scholarships. And they're saying these things. First of all, this business of divest investment in Israel is part of the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction. The squad, the left wing of the Democratic Party, supports that. They're not Democrats. They're Democratic Socialists. They usurp the name Democrat. We will not tolerate in this country or in the Democratic Party people advocating boycotting or divesting and boycotting Israel, sanction them. Number two, proctor is a term they use at Harvard, apparently. And so it's not a full professor, but it would be somebody that would have some kind of faculty status. This clown joined a mob and they descend on a Jewish kid and they surround him, frighten him, and taunt him. My question is not whether the proctor should be reinstated. My question is, why isn't he thrown out of the country? Why is he expelled? Why wasn't he terminated? And the third thing about promising not to discipline anybody involved in protests as long as there is an actual physical violence. One of the things that's occurring, this occurred at the University of Southern California, USC, another very fine university in LA. I had a nephew who went there, had a very fine experience. There was a Jewish professor who posted support for Israel. And these three or four people who support Hamas surrounded him to intimidate him. They're much larger than he is, much younger than he is, yelling and shouting. Whether or not there's actual violence, violence should be prosecuted. The mob that laid siege to the Democratic National Committee and trapped U.S. senators inside, remember that a few weeks ago? And one of the protesters beat up a female cop, threw her into a garage door and then punched her in the face. He deserves to get the same jail time as any of the January 6 protesters who did the same thing to cops on January 6. But what is going on right now is the Nazification of our campuses, of trying to harass and intimidate and taunt and drive out Jewish students. Then there was a high school in Queens, and a teacher who was Jewish, a woman, posted something favorable to Israel. I think just put the Israeli flag on her social media account. 400 students roamed the hallways looking for her, went to her room. They had to evacuate her to another room for her safety. And they all, quote, demanded, end quote, that she not teach there anymore. That happened in Germany right after 1932. This is Nazi stuff. If you had a mob do that to a black teacher, a Muslim teacher, a gay teacher, what do you think would happen? Anti-Semitism is racism, pure and simple. And Jewish people in this country have been at the forefront of standing up for everybody else's civil rights. Black people, gay people, foreigners, immigrants. And yet there's no reciprocity, apparently. Those kids, if they are not citizens, should be expelled and deported. The ones that are citizens should be expelled. There should be a convocation. The principal would say, we're not going to put up with this. And if there's one iota of anti-Semitism in this school, that person's toast. You are not going to pick your teachers. And the sad thing is, a lot of times the teachers are involved in this anti-Semitism, some of them. At Harvard, 100 of them. 100 faculty members, not just proctors, 100 faculty members sent a letter to the president saying they objected to the school's policy to stop anti-Semitism because it infringed on their First Amendment rights to be anti-Semitic and to tell people, and as long as they didn't hit them, to surround Jewish students and professors. We're not putting up with that. That 100, any of them who are not citizens, should be deported. The ones who are citizens should be fired. We need some guts for a change in the hierarchy of the administration of our universities. Fortunately, this has not spread as much to the major state universities, for instance, here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. It wouldn't be tolerated. But the arrogance of some of these private universities is so extraordinary that they think they can. I mean, at MIT, there was a mob that took over the main entrance, and a lot of them weren't students at MIT. And Jewish students were told they had to sneak in the side door for their safety. That's got to stop. This happened in German universities 90 years ago. We're not going to permit it to happen here. Coming up, a lot of news and weather, and one of my least favorite people, Tommy Tuberville, and you will not believe what he said.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.